section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Let's just sit back and watch you vape. Are we ready?
Is that going to bother you, by the way? Because it's going to come in your face. Okay, let me rephrase that.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
This is exactly how it's going to be.
There's no way for me not to blow.
Okay. In my face.
Right. Okay. My face.
That's stupid. Coming to you live from Smack Ass Gap, North Carolina, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Jelly Bean Challenge, Celebrity Birthday Game, an interview with the Buck Brothers, and the fries that go with that shake with your co-host, The Voice, Rihanna, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 212 of the Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. It's obvious she's never ever listened to an episode.
No, otherwise, that's not true.
Then she should have known. Damn it! If you're going to be on here, let's do it over again.
God damn it!
I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
God damn it. Forget it. Rookie. Jesus. Sorry, wasn't a rookie.
You're embarrassing me.
God.
They're never going to let me be on here again.
God. Just for that, tonight, stuff is going to be cool. All right. All right, folks. Episode 212 of Burns When IP, IBWIP.com. If you're on YouTube, it's Piavision.
I get it.
I'm finding a pattern tonight. Women are across from me, and they all have the same look. Like, how long is this going to last?
Isn't that the look you're used to?
Heyo, exactly. Good setup and delivery. All right, folks. First, my co-host for this evening, he can run for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. And he has glitter in his eye and it's driving me crazy.
Sorry.
Let's welcome The Voice, Destin.
Hello. I just got sparkly eyes, man.
Something is going on. It's driving me crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know if we can go through or along with the show anymore.
I'll see if I can fix it.
With your phone?
Yeah, I'll look like I'm taking a selfie.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, it's called,
It's called Gary Glitter.
Ugh.
Too bad, buddy.
All right. My co-host, my right-hand man, but he always sits on my left.
Well, her right.
Right, yeah, her right, my left. Well, who's her? But we haven't gone that far. You just ruined it.
I thought it was going to be the intro.
Okay. The man to my left is not only a close friend, a father, an assistant general manager, a bottle cap collector, not a rapist, a comedy writer, and a lover of the art of cross stitch, head writer for IBWIP, hashtag renamed Jason.
Oh boy, listen to that.
Congratulations.
You can call me the Bottle Cap Kid.
The Bottle Cap Kid.
I like it.
The Bottle Cap Kid.
Oh no.
That'll give you a little bit of preemptual. And across from me this evening, we have another lovely young lady
special
here.
Special guest.
She just flew in from Peoria, and boy, her arm's tired.
Oh, that's a knee slapper.
Welcome. No, actually, I think you were in Vegas or something. You had a show in Vegas or something.
I did.
You did? Okay. Well, let's welcome Rihanna, the famous Rihanna, to the show.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your tour to be on the show.
What's her name?
Rihanna.
What's her name?
Rihanna.
Dustin, how long have you been doing a... Ed McMahon. How long have you been doing an Ed McMahon? I like
Hey-o.
It. I like it.
Yes.
Very good. So to get
that is correct, sir.
Jason, you wanted to get to know Rihanna a little bit more.
I basically just wanted to ask her: do you know what an Ed McMahon is?
No.
Okay.
Is that a sex thing? Because the way you asked,
it's where you she masturbates and you sit on the couch next to her and go. Oh, you're correct.
You know Jimmy Fallon though.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all you wanted to ask her.
Hashtag we're old.
You made me write down on here, Jason talked to
Rihanna. That's the hardest you've worked on.
And then...
I don't know. What do we want to know about her?
What? Okay,
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Great. Okay, great.
Good.
She's fucking great.
You had more questions before. You had more questions for her before we started. So you are, you appear to be happy with with our co-host here. His name is The Voice, Dustin.
I'm The Voice. I already told her I'm the artist, the podcaster formerly known as Vitamin D.
We thought it would be disrespectful to call him Vitamin D when he's in a quote unquote committed relationship and appears to be happy.
He's got like it's like that Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing, right?
Right.
I guess. I don't
know. When you're single, you're Vitamin D.
That makes me sound duplicitous.
God damn it. Is it necessary to do that? Now I gotta go Google what does duplicitous mean? I can't put it in the show notes because I don't know how to spell it. So you just came from work?
Yes.
You just came from work.
What do you do?
Don't name a company. Don't be specific because they don't pay.
I work in someone's home.
Oh, okay.
So. It's not that don't, yeah. Or it's not sexy.
We were talking to Dustin earlier. And she's like, yeah, she's got many jobs. I never know where she's going to be. And I was like, that seems weird.
It sounds like she's involved in the oldest profession.
That would be prostitution. I do see that you have a tattoo on your, what was that area called? Your clavicle?
Yes.
Is that the Egyptian sign for water?
It's an Aquarius symbol.
It looks like Weezer from here.
I've gotten that. I've gotten Wonder Woman.
Yes, it looks like that, too. Yeah.
It's really weird. She's a Scorpio. So that just...
that is what I was weird about
you
it.
You picked out the wrong one in that catalog. What is that for? Is that your sign?
Yes, it is.
And to remember that, you tattooed it on yourself.
Well, this happened in Vegas.
See? While she was in Vegas.
Why didn't the tattoo stay there?
They don't do that. Not everything stays in Vegas.
Obviously not.
Sorry.
What is the other one? Jackson? For Jackson?
Oh, Jackson Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You're from Jackson, Mississippi.
Yep. Exactly.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Woo.
What you want?
I am for real. Here's a quick one for you. Do you know this song?
She doesn't know who Ed McMahon is.
Is it this woman's work? Is
that
what
Jesus
called?
Christ.
That's right amazing. There.
That's why you guys are in love.
Is that what that's called, really?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's why you guys are fond of spending time together. I don't know if that word's
not
been
word.
Used. So.
That is impressive. I'll give you that.
We appear very happy.
You're quote-unquote committed and appear very happy. Well, thank you for being on the show. I hope you have a good time. Just relax. If you want to take your top off, it's fine.
Wow.
Okay? It's one of the things that we let people do here.
To relax, okay.
Dustin's shooting daggers.
First my grandma.
Dustin's like, now I know what Brett Conlon feels like when he's
on the show. Right?
You're taking everything from me.
No, I'm just... The listeners need to see what's going on. Okay, so we're going to start the show by doing the Jelly Bean Challenge. Now, I have some nieces and nephews, and they did this challenge with me. And
we haven't really done anything like this before.
We've never done... well, I guess you could call... Remember back when we drank bacon soda?
I don't like to remember that.
I just remember Purple Passion.
Oh, yeah, we
so
okay, we
once in a while, we dabble in food or beverages. And so Jelly Belly has a new line of jelly beans out. And the container is quite awesome. So what we're going to do is you're going to randomly pick out a jelly bean.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to put it in your you're going to put it in your mouth, and you're going to eat it.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, that's what you do with
okay.
it?
Okay.
Do you want to go first, Dustin, or you want
I guess.
Okay. I've been using jelly beans as anal suppositories.
So pull up on that whole thing. Pull up on it, all the way up, and then all the way down. Oh. You pulled. Okay, just. Jesus.
Why is it? What was wrong with candy technology before that we couldn't?
So I just selected our whole first round.
Okay, so just pick a color. Don't put it in your mouth yet.
All right.
That's what she said. Heyo.
See, it's not just me.
Okay, you picked one?
I got one.
Okay. Now, it's what color is it?
I would call this a... yellowy white.
Okay. Oh, go ahead and pop that in your mouth and tell us what it is.
This is like on Hot Rod, but I'm not going to be able to guess all
okay.
of it.
Very cheery.
Okay.
Listen, to chew as loud as you can. I want to hear it in the mic.
Ew. I can't believe you ate the whole thing.
I feel bad looking at him. the whole thing?
I know what
is it was. Is it used Q-tip?
Oh, no.
No, I believe that was a rotten egg.
Oh.
Or buttery popcorn.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I'm afraid.
I told you before, I don't like the buttered popcorn one.
Oh,
so
you're going to go with the brown one.
I am, yes.
Okay, Rihanna.
Hope for root beer.
Hope for root beer. All right, give her a... You have to eat the whole thing. You got it on?
I ate the whole thing. It's in there.
How's it taste?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's one of two things. Does it taste like chocolate pudding?
No.
Okay, then it...
then it's
dog shit.
One.
Then it's canned dog food.
Oh!
And there's a good reason why she can't distinguish
taste.
Okay.
It's like when you eat a Rocky Mountain oyster, like...
Oh, bowls balls?
Yeah, it's like...
I can smell that from over here. That's awful.
Yes, it is.
Why don't you take a sip of that?
Hold on. Before I eat that one, is that the rotten egg one, or should I get a different one?
This is not the same one.
That is not the same one I have.
It's a different one.
That one is...
This is a white one.
That one's semen-flavored.
Semen-flavored?
Do I smell it first?
Do you want to know what it could taste like? Or?
No, I want to go in blind.
Okay.
That's how I had to do it.
I will say about a little over 100 episodes ago, we did the bacon soda. We knew what it was.
Not baking soda. Bacon.
Bacon soda.
Right. When bacon was really at its
She's
precipice.
A big fan of bacon.
The smell, I'm not joking, it was like psychosomatic. I was ill for the next few days just on the smell. I got sick. I really did get ill.
You're more manly because you just ate dog food and ate the whole thing.
It smelled like shit. It was awful. I'll be upset if I get sick though. Just say no.
Okay, we'll just do two rounds.
Yep, that's kind of what I felt my face looked like.
You want to know what it could be? It's either one or two things. It's either coconut.
No, hold on, Band-Aid.
No, baby wipe.
Oh, how appropriate!
Exactly.
How appropriate for you?
Yeah.
All right, give
oh,
it.
That's so oh.
Oh, blue. All right, let's give me that big thing. All right, so yes. Dustin, here, look at
toothpaste or...
It is baby wipe.
All right.
Give it a minute.
All right. Berry blue or toothpaste?
Oh, so I was right that it could possibly be toothpaste.
The berry?
Which is it?
It's a little minty. But I don't mind toothpaste.
Okay.
So I'm okay with this.
All right. I will go. I'll do one too as well.
What if it's like hair? Hair flavored. We think Blake.
I'm going to get the one that just fell in my penis. It's a green and speckled one.
Prickly pear.
It's going to either be a booger or a juicy pear.
What is the appeal?
I think we got a booger. We got a booger. Oh, he already threw up in the sink last episode.
It fell out of his mouth and then he spit
that
onto the
disgusting.
Table.
That was disgusting. I've had these before, and it's still disgusting.
Well, we're so glad you participated. So
well, I don't
want to watch that.
I don't want to be a fucking asshole. Okay, you can't take the white one. You have to take the other one. All right? Take the other one.
Why do I have to?
Because we already done the white one.
Maybe it'll be like Tabasco and you'll like
no.
it.
No.
No.
It's orange and yellow.
God. Okay. Orange and yellow.
Well, at least I know it won't be booger.
No, I'm sorry.
What? You can spit it out. You can just spit it out. Just spit it out.
Where?
Just anywhere.
Spit it on the floor?
Here,
wait.
It in my beer can.
I swallowed it.
Oh, my God.
That is
she
my
takes
plan.
It like a champ.
Yeah, just get rid of it.
I'm so glad that nobody said anything before or after that so I can pull that sound clip. I swallowed it.
What was that?
It was either caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Moldy cheese?
Yep.
Definitely.
All right, we'll do this one more time. Jason, we'll give you a...
Oh. Why is it a
There's only so
like
many
that?
Options,
it's
so...
It's in a dispenser like this, so you can't choose which ones you get, but they're all kind of...
Horrible? They're all kind of horrible?
I'm telling you, man, that toothpaste one was kind of a winner.
Yeah, it wasn't
It got the last one.
Your enamel looks stronger.
Okay, so there's an orange... Like an orange one there?
Or you can get a toothpaste.
I'll get the orange one because I think you did the blue one.
Yeah.
It just...
And I'll do the blue one.
Like normally if I looked at this and it was just like regular candy, I'd be like, oh, it's like an apricot or something delicious. But I just the horrible things, it's like, oh, this is, you know, a child's blood clot. Kidney.
That's very specific. Does a child's blood clot taste different than an adult's?
You tell me, wise guy.
Hey, it's your bit.
You're right. I don't know. What does that look like to you, Dustin?
Habanero.
Kidney stone?
Yeah.
Rihanna?
That was the same color as mine.
As your kidney stone?
No, it is not the same color.
Okay. It wasn't as big. You had to pee, you're telling me you had to pee a jelly bean out? Ugh. Okay.
No, I don't think his is the same.
It's like tangy, like a fruit.
Oh, you're so lucky. You're a winner.
You got peach?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God, because you know what it would have been if it would have been peach? Barf.
Oh!
Let me tell you, I know that one is disgusting.
So they look identical, the peach and the barf.
Yeah, they have two, like, every color.
You could cheat. You could crush it and then smell it. I mean,
that's cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love the smell of barf.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck. This is your birthday.
I'm bankrupt as a motherfucker.
He says his expenses are $100,000 a month.
That's so. Hey, I know how he feels.
More money, more problems.
At last, when we did the news story that they went on a $100,000 cruise.
Yeah, that was the last time I was here. I think
that would 1 month. He would buy that. That would be his whole month.
I'd love to pay off my house in 1 month.
All right.
Get rid of your pukey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get rid of that. Oh, disgusting. Sorry. We'll make you go last so you can dispose of that properly.
That's fine. I'm good.
Put it in a Ziploc bag.
This is the celebrity birthday game where we look up celebrities that have birthdays this month, the month of August, and I read you their names, and you guys decide whether they are still alive or whether they have passed away. And if they've passed away, then and you guess it right, you get a point. If they're still alive, then you have to guess how they will die.
Okay.
Makes
sense?
All right.
We're going to start with Blake, and we'll end with you, Brianna, so you can kind of get a feel for what's crapping in here. All right, Blake, Charlie XCX. Do you even know who that is?
Yes, actually I do.
Is she alive or is she dead?
She is alive.
Birthday August 2nd. She's alive.
She's alive, yes. How is she going to die?
How will she die?
She's going to get syphilis from Tom Hanks' son, the rapper. I don't know what his name is offhand, but
Chet
Hanks. Yeah,
Chet Hanks.
Have you heard?
I've just heard of him.
Yeah, Chet Hanks.
I haven't had the pleasure of listening to his.
So that's how that's
awesome
gonna,
music.
That's
I'm
how
sure.
that's going to go down.
No more gangster a name than Chet.
Yep.
Well, to be Tom Hanks' son, you're really hardcore, you know.
So that is how you're right. That is how he'll die.
Ugh. She'll die.
That's
a girl.
I the jury's still out. Dustin.
Yes.
Tom Brady. His birthday is August 3rd. Is he alive or is he dead?
Pretty sure he's still alive. He's going to die from deflated balls.
Hey-o! That guy is on fire! Boop, boop, boop.
Balls deflated. Very good.
I wrote deaths to all these people.
Good job, brother.
I'm going to give you an extra point for writing the same thing I wrote. Which awesome. Is, I mean, it's pretty common fair, though.
Yeah, you know.
Right?
It's topical.
One brain syndrome. This would be good. Brianna, James Hetfield, his birthday is August 3rd. You know who James Hetfield is?
Oh, she's aware.
Okay, yeah, you're right. She knew who
Let her speak Kate for herself, okay? This is year 2015. A woman can talk for herself.
No, I don't. I'm really bad with names and faces, so I either have to see someone
you
or
wore
I have
a t-shirt of them last week, and I was like,
Metallica,
oh, there
okay.
you go.
Yeah.
See, we would be really good
alive.
On Pyramid.
Okay, and how will he die?
Oh, no.
If you want, you can before the turn gets to you, you can just make up a death of somebody.
Well, I did make up a death in my mind. I just thought it would be I would like for someone to die in a skydiving accident. So that's what I was going to say.
Nice.
But it didn't have anything to do with
You're right. It was not very good.
Hey, we're not asking
it wasn't
kidding,
at all.
We're not asking you to be funny. We're just asking you to be
mind.
Pretty. Don't worry about it.
Does it involve
You
give me fire.
No,
kill them all.
The bell tolled for him.
Ooh, the bell tolled.
That would have been the correct
time
answer. But you
on.
Get 2 points. You get two
I'm
points.
Winning, right?
Oh, I got points.
Dustin's winning because he.
we don't just randomly sit here. I mean, this is for points. You're going to lose a finger if you lose. So just be ready.
Blake, Neil Armstrong's birthday is August 5th.
He's dead.
Okay, and how did he die?
I don't have to tell you that because he's dead.
He flew too close to the sun.
Hey-o. I'm awesome at this game.
Okay. What do you say?
That's
so?
Your theory.
Dustin?
How many points did I get for that?
One. Lucille.
Why did I get one?
Because your answer wasn't. You didn't tell me how he died.
I didn't have to.
You should, though, for more points.
I thought that was only if they were alive.
Tell me how you think he died, and I'll give you another point.
He flew too close to the sun.
You got two points right there, because that's what I wrote. See, that's how you play the game. Dustin?
Yes.
Lucille Ball, August 6th. Mm.
She's dead. Mm-hmm. I believe she died from deflated balls as well.
Not loved enough.
I'll tell you what. If somebody said you can have sex with Lucille Ball, but afterwards your balls will deflate and never be able to, you know, I'd still do it. I thought she was hot.
When? Like what time period? Like right now? Like decaying Lucille Ball?
No, like or like Desi and you know.
Oh, Blakey.
What?
Isn't that how she talks?
That's 40 years of smoking, Lucille. Is that what that was?
Hello. Hey. Say hi to your mother for me.
Hey. Spike.
Oh, no.
Hello. Hey, Grandma.
Hey, Lucy.
Hey, Lucy. I'm sorry. Grandma, I call you Lucy now. I can't talk right now.
That applies.
I can't talk right now because Dustin's in the room. I'll call you later.
Okay. Brianna.
Okay.
Whitney Houston. August 9th is the birthday.
She's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she was probably just beaten to death by her husband.
That's close. Yeah. It was suicide. Wanted to dance with somebody and nobody would. But you still get 2 points. That's good.
Yeah, you still get points.
How many points
well, wait a minute. How can I get? This isn't working very well.
I mean, I think I'll think of a little bit harder if I know.
I wish you would.
How many points do I get?
You're not thinking hard now and you're winning. So why overthink it?
Yeah, you're going to put us in shame.
Just go with the flow and maybe you'll win that hat that we give at the end. The IBWIP hat.
Okay. Dustin was going to win because he's going to, but the last one he's going to pick and he's going to get it right.
Blake?
Yes.
Duh.
August 14th is Magic Johnson's birthday.
Mm-hmm. He is alive.
That's right. And how will he die?
He will die a slow, painful death from AIDS, and it will last 47 years before it takes effect into his body.
Okay. I had not AIDS. So that's quite literally the opposite.
Right.
But still, you get 2 points. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Hey, two's better than none.
Or one.
I guess. Dustin, August 18th is
Patrick. August what? Teat?
August Teats.
August Teats.
The Teats of August brings us Patrick Swayze's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's dead as well.
Okay. And how did he die?
It was a freak pottery mishap while making a vase with a woman.
That's
he making, got his making dick a stuck in the thing face? That spins.
He took a roadhouse kick to the head. But pain I like yours hurt. Very much. Pain don't hurt. That's right. But I'm giving you 2 points for that because it's based off of this. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Rihanna. River Phoenix, August 23rd.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God.
Well, was,
you went to that college.
Well, River,
the flames.
the flames of the Phoenix.
Well, is River Phoenix alive or dead?
Alive.
Okay, and how will he die?
I don't know.
You seem so upset.
So this is fun. Just 0 points then?
No, not zero. I at least get one. Okay. For participating.
Okay. Oh, there's no participation award. This isn't second grade.
You don't want to guess how he will die?
Everybody gets a trophy at the end.
We're all winners.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's fine.
I don't want him to die.
I respect your opinion. He is dead.
Too bad.
And he was bit by a viper.
Outside the viper room?
Yep. That's good. You really put some thought into these.
1:30 in the morning rolls around. You just start spitting shit out, buddy. Blake... Vince McMahon, August 24th. That's when he was born.
Vince McMahon is alive.
Yep. How will he die?
He will die. He will die. He will get the people's elbow from Hulk Hogan, and he'll die.
You know, that's the Rock's.
I know it is.
Okay.
Was the bit.
That's right. My quip was you'd be on the receiving end of a fake elbow drop.
Eh.
Oh. So you get 2 points.
Mm-hmm. See, what's the tally right now? Where do we stand?
Well, you've gone 4 turns, so you're ahead because of that number of turns.
So what we're saying is you probably aren't going to win.
Right.
Dustin?
Yes.
Sean Connery, August 26th.
He's still alive.
Okay.
His death will be an overdose of octopussy.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's a way to die, if you ask me.
I thought it was suicide. I thought his death will be because of suicide, because he thought he'd live twice.
Ah.
That's very funny.
There you go.
And the very last one, thank God, Brianna. Chris Tucker, August 31st.
Alive.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
How will he die?
I don't know. I'm going to go with a skiing accident this time. Just skydiving and skiing.
Just to get the bit over with. Just to say.
I'm going
to
get this last one.
Just to say, Dustin, we have to have a serious talk after the show.
Right.
Actually,
you know, my friends are cool. Your friends are awful.
What's that? Knock the fuck
out.
Yeah. What? Oh, Friday.
Friday reference.
I just had Rush Hour 3 killed his career and then him.
Oh, yeah. Hey-o. That's good too.
Let's tally it up here. Dustin, you win by 1 point.
Okay, so there's something going on here because last 2 weeks you've won 2 games.
Yep.
I got to talk to the guy who runs this. This is not working out.
Luck is on my side lately.
That's how I edited it up right there. So, good job, I guess.
Yay. It's either a wiener or a thumb, or I'm not sure.
It's my penis.
Is that that's not how the kids draw the turkeys in school? Is it?
Right.
There's a bunch of kids drawing dicks.
Kid drawing dick mothers.
You mentioned Gary Glitter earlier. Full circle. All right. Well, I need a palate cleanser.
We're gonna see how smooth this transition goes.
Yeah. And we're gonna play a song of a band that 3/4 of us saw the other night.
Yeah.
We went and saw the.
She says, "Ooh, I'm one of those 3/4.
You were one of them.
So, University of Phoenix."
Sorry.
The Calamity Cubes, and here's their song, "Anchors the Way."
Wanted, a loyal IBWIP listener willing to mow my grass twice weekly. The only pay I can offer is to suntan in the driveway while you tend to the yard.
Sold.
Some of these are stinkers.
Some of these are stinkers.
You're just a chain in the wall, and we'll float away. gospel that we preach is true. Turns at your river and get deep. So we just walk on through. And the gospel that we preach is true. Turns at your river and get deep. So we just walk on through. Now you and I both know I can say another thing or two. But darling, why would I waste my gift on you? You're just a changing water. So I will.
The Calamity Cubes. More like Great Roots Music Band. Welcome back to the show, all my friends. This is the Bottle Cap Kid here. Oh, boy. Sit down. Dance!
Watch yourself.
Dance, boy!
Dance, you monkey!
We're
sorry. Oh, fuck you guys.
Dance, monkey, dance. Jeez.
We're deep in the throes.
Silence. Fuck you guys.
Jesus. Back to school time is also known as contact IBWIP time in my household. With the kids back in the classroom, I have a lot of free time on my hands. Time that I abuse by hanging out on the show's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine pages. That time I spend catching up on all of the episodes I missed over summer break. As a matter of fact, all the episodes are available for free on IBWIP.com. And sometimes, if I'm really bored, I'll subscribe and then unsubscribe to the show all day long on iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio just to watch their numbers fluctuate. The kids love it, too, because they know if they get stumped on a biology or algebra question, they can ask the podcasting god at blake@ibwip.com for the answer, and he'll send them a picture of his dog, Rory. The kids also love to vape, even though we do not condone underage vapage. So they check out the PiaVision channel on YouTube for those sweet, sweet e-juice reviews. Only 9 more months until next summer. I can't wait.
Hey, 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 folks. This is the part of the show where I do plugs. And last week, I forgot the name of my own podcast.
Yep.
The which show? Was interesting.
Yep.
I was just thinking of the big show is what it was.
Remember it's the big show. It's the big show here tonight.
That song is horrible.
But anyway, the song Inside and Out is our new podcast. It's a from IBWIP Productions.
It's a hoot and a holler, if you ask me.
It's great interviews by great artists. And it's not just a regular interview.
Mm-mm.
No.
You're not going to hear Marc Maron do an interview like this.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to hear anybody.
Mm-mm.
Some other person that talks to people.
If somebody had a degree from River Phoenix College, they wouldn't do an interview like this. The song Inside and Out, we take an artist and we take one of their songs and we interview them about that song specifically from its origins to the chords to just the story behind it. It's pretty in-depth. It's pretty good.
No one else does that.
Nobody else. No one else does
nobody
it.
Nobody does it like you.
Because nobody does anything like IBWIP does or has ever done. On August 18th, Justin Wells will appear, or has appeared, blah, blah, blah. And Willie T. Taylor on August 25th. If you want to hear a song from a specific artist, Justin, yours was request from last was?
Tag Team Whoomp, There It Is.
Yes, and I can only accept that if it comes from the email address, which is the song Inside and Out at yahoo.com.
Can I request one?
Sure.
Sound and Vision by David Bowie.
Got it. We'll get a hold of David Bowie.
That'd be awesome.
David Bowie's people, I'll call them. And folks, also, don't forget RockyTopVapor.com and ShockerEliquid.com. Use promo code IBWIP20 to get 20% off. Okay, you went to college, right? You got a degree.
Right.
Here's
okay.
A test.
You going? All right, this go. Is the test.
Every, pop quiz, hot shot.
Everybody fails this, so you might, I don't know if you need, no yeah. pressure.
Okay.
Okay? There's two questions. One is a distance between a mouth and a microphone.
What?
Okay, exactly. All right, so here's the question. If you go on to RockyTopVapor.com or ShockerEliquid.com and your price that you of stuff that you bought is $20,
mm-hmm.
if you put in promo code IBWIP20, what is your discount?
It's 20%?
That's correct.
That's right.
So
we can wait. We got plenty of time.
She's getting out of calculator.
Why does everyone get this wrong?
Because of math. She's getting a calculator out. Okay. She's using a Texas instrument.
Don't look at me.
She's writing on
We're
her
all
arm.
Looking at her.
That's weird.
Yeah.
We can all see her thinking.
Don't do it anymore.
Anyway, it's a savings. A savings of 20%. That's what it is.
A virtually.
That's the answer?
It's a virtually uncalculable number.
That was the answer?
No. Okay. I'm just.
There you go.
If
podcasting God says it, so shall it be.
At some point, we have to move along.
You said you weren't going to put her on the spot. She's
you
trying,
did. You promised me that before we started.
She's crunching numbers. She can't keep up with this 20%. You're making her feel foolish.
But we have show content. And also at RockyTopVapor.com, every day is Double Points Day, so definitely check them out. Go on their Facebook pages, ChakraEliquid.com and RockyTopVapor.com, and tell them that you heard about them on IBWIP. And here's some more music.
There must be something wrong with you. You want a man like me. Oh, you got an issue or two. Girl, ain't you from a good family? I'll just lead you astray. Cause that's just the life I lead. Oh, and baby, don't go chasing down a lost cause like me. I'm just a damaged good old boy with the self-destructive streak. Oh, my past is just a void. My future's looking bleak. So get out while you can, girl. Chasing down a lost cause like me. I'm just a lost cause, a lost highway. I got some fatal flaws. Oh, what can I say to sabotage what we've got going before we go all the way? You know this can't be said.
Talk. He didn't tell the story correctly.
Oh.
Maybe we should hear that. Maybe that's an after the credits.
Sure.
Kind of
thing. Sounds good to me. We're just sitting here.
Hellbound Glory. Hellbound Glory. That was Lost Cause by Hellbound Glory. My mom said I'm a lost cause, and then she gave me $3,000 to never contact her again. It's lonely at the bottom, guys. Me here by myself with no one in the room. Sometimes I wish I had a friend. Sometimes I wish I could interview a couple of guys from the South, a couple of guys that I've interviewed once before. You know what? I think I will interview the same guys that I'm talking about. Let's bring them in. By let's, meaning let us, mean just me, bring them in. The Buck Brothers, you wanted them, you got them. Herb and Butch Buck. Is that right, guys?
Woo! Hey. Woo to do to do!
Woo to do to do! Hey, fellas. Boy, it's really... Oh, now...
Okay. We got to remember, Herb, we got to... I'm not even talking to you. Why am I even talking to you? I'm mad at you. Why am I talking...
I'm confused. What happened to long hair?
Okay.
Who are you?
I was formerly Locks of Love Jason.
You look like a queer.
I did or do?
You did.
I look like a queer. I got that every day, especially from my mom, and then she gave me $3,000. Listen, guys, I'm so glad to have you back on the show, despite you bringing firearms into the studio.
Thank you for having us back.
That's how we do.
That's how you do. You came
no,
here.
No, it's how we woot to do to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Woot to do to do. Oh. Something's wrong with the gun.
This is why I don't talk to him anymore.
You guys were in here like a year ago, I think, and you're promoting huthunt.com.
Hunthut.com.
And that's your website. You guys,
that is correct.
You guys sell like estrogen-laced deer urine to help camouflage the human scent while hunting. Was that correct?
Yes.
Now, if folks want to go back and hear that, I did some research, and we were on episode 169.
I see why it's funny, because of the sexual position 69?
No, it's because he can't count that high.
Hey, Herb, Jason, I told you I'd come here and do this with you, but you had to act civilized, and you're not even acting civilized.
This is not the Buck Brothers I remember. You guys seem to be at odds with each other, and I don't...
I hate the motherfucker.
We've turned into Hatfields and McCoys. But worse.
But we're the Buck... And
it's
the
Buck and Buck.
Buck and Buck.
The Buckfields and McCoys? Is that right? No? Take your time. I'm happy to have you guys back, despite your silence. And you guys worked together as a unit before. You had this very successful company, and is the company still...
Yeah, I mean, Duck Commander was nothing compared to us.
Oh,
I mean,
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty. Well, right. Duck Commander is the business. Is all right. Duck Dynasty is a show that's made up.
They used to just be Duck Lieutenant.
Exactly. But Duck Commander, they were awesome until we came along with our deer do. And we, last year, in profits, in 6 months, mm-hmm. the whole year, in 6 months,
yeah.
we made $1.3 billion.
$1 billion?
And that's without a damn promo code.
Exactly. And every day we would look at the bank statement and we would go like, whoop da doo da doo.
Figure that math out, pretty boy.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
That was a loud one.
Whoop da doo da doo was your, was that a call for women or was that a turkey
call? Turkeys.
That was a turkey
call. That's what our Pawpaw Buck taught us.
Yeah, Pawpaw Buck.
Yep.
Now, okay, you both agree that Pawpaw Buck, you seem to come together on that. You seem not to be at each other's throats when talking about it.
He's our Pawpaw.
Yeah. You guys getting along now or are you not getting along?
Who?
The two of you.
Hell no, I'm not talking to that son of a bitch.
You guys are still in charge of the company, though, together or not?
Well, that's what we're here. We've been in litigation.
Right? I was talking to my lawyer. He's my friend, Bocephus, mm-hmm. and he was telling me,
your lawyer has fell off a fucking mountain. That's how dumb he is.
Well, like I was talking to Camaro Johnny, but he hadn't finished getting his degree yet. So
where did he get his degree?
Yeah, where did he get his degree at?
DeVry.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank God it wasn't the University of Phoenix. Jesus.
So anyway, Bocephus is telling me I need to be careful what I'm saying mm-hmm. because this is being recorded and can be used against me in a court of law or some such.
If I get a summons, then I do have to release the recording to the court.
That is, you ain't going to get
this jackass can say whatever the fuck he wants.
What is the problem? You guys, all I hear is a lot of I don't like you, I don't like him. What is the problem? What's the genesis of this issue?
All right, well, you want me to do it or you want to do it? I'll do it. You just keep quiet over there because with your 12 teeth. All right,
Butch, give it to us.
All right. So, like I said, we were making $1.5 trillion in a whole year, 6 months. Okay. All right?
Trillion with a T.
Right.
You can't count that high either?
And he started, that's why I got an accountant. University of Phoenix graduate.
There's a reputable school.
Right, exactly. Flames.
Is that who they are?
I guess so. Anyway.
The Phoenix Flames?
So then, all right, we're making all this bank, right? We got Poontang to the left, Poontang to the right.
Poontang to the left of you, Poontang to the right of you?
Right.
Poontang. That's my favorite Ted Nugent song.
He's a good hunter. Now, that guy, you know what? We're agreeing on that, Herb. That guy can hunt.
We tried to get him to be a spokesman.
Yeah. You missed him. He was just here Friday at the Limelight in Peoria. You just missed him.
Oh. Well, anyway, the problem is we had an argument about where we were going to take the company. Okay?
Well, now your product, their due, it was just a way for you guys to raise money so you could hunt the ultimate prey, which is man. Is that correct?
Well, that's speculation.
I think we pretty well came to terms with the fact you were collecting Mexican urine and gargling it just like you were deer urine to hunt Mexican men. Is that not true?
That's what Herb was doing. I was not doing that. I was just making the deer do every day. I was collecting the urine. Milking the deer, collecting the urine, putting the estrogen in, gargling it, and I'd go out hunting. I don't know what this guy was doing.
As Bo Cephas instructed me to say, I would like an eighth.
So is this where the rift began? But you didn't want to be tied in with his Mexican hunting?
Well, I just knew that there was going to be problems, you know? And then him and our sister, Jolene, you know, cunthunt.com.
I am not familiar with this.
We talked about it last time on episode 169. I got my notes right here. It says Jolene, sister, cunthunt.com.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about
She's pretty.
She's your sister.
So you could say your sister's
pretty.
We got
good genetics.
You can say your sister's pretty.
You got good cosmetics. Anyway.
This is why I don't talk to him.
So, all right. I got poontain to the left, poontain to the right.
Right.
All right, I'm rolling in money. Poontain left, poontain right. $1.5 trillion in 6 months. All right. Year.
What's a boy to do now?
Right. And so our sister, Jolene, she wasn't her cunthut.com, the camouflage sex toys.
Camouflage sex toys.
Wasn't doing so good. So Herb says, well, let's go ahead and invest in her company. Maybe she needs some more investment.
Get it off the ground.
Get it off the ground.
And up into
a deer stand. Exactly.
Okay, right.
All
right.
And I'm like, well, it kind of makes sense. But you know,
we talked on the last show about when you're lonely in the deer stand and you woot to doot to do.
What does that mean?
You know.
That's the call, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Every time.
He keeps a picture of a pretty girl in his wallet.
Well, yeah, put her in my wallet. That way, I'm whoop-to-do-to-do. And that's all you got to do when you're out there. All right?
Well, hold on, guys. Come on, please. Oh, my God.
All right. Now, Jolene was out when I pulled up in my truck, I saw Jolene in your truck. Is she here?
Your sister. This is both of you guys' sister. You have the same
parents. She's not my sister anymore.
Yeah, she here.
I disown both of them. I don't give a damn about either one of them anymore. Because she is his sister.
Yeah, she's your sister too. It's together.
And I'm not fucking her, right?
I got
poontain to the left, poontain to the right.
What's happening now? What did you say?
Herb is fucking his sister, Jolene.
Herb? Allegations? Response?
Supposedly they're committed, quote unquote.
Hey.
Appear to be happy.
Can we get her on the phone or something? Or
she's here. And she's
here?
I'll fetch her.
All right, go fetch her. I'll talk to Butch for a second here. Butch, you can hear him walking away. That's how you know he's going to get her.
Right.
All three of you are biological brothers and sisters.
That, yes.
But you've disowned them because of their incestual activity?
The incestual activity. I don't think all the money we lost investing in her company.
What's that company called?
Cunthut.com.
Okay.
And then, you know, whenever we talk about what to do to do, you know, we talk about what to do, right?
It's like the deer call.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, come on, man.
Boom. Just like that. Now, he's wanting to use that as his company's tagline. And I'm like, you can't do that. Hunthut.com owns the rights to woot to doot to do.
I'm back. What's his
woot to doot to do? You know what, Herb?
Put it away. Put it away. So where's the real rift? Is it incest? Because, I mean, what about
incest those? Incest is best. Take your sister to the test.
What? I've never heard that second part before.
No?
Well, I was going to say to you, Butch, what about the people who do say incest is best?
They're crazy. That kid's going to have like three teeth and have three eyeballs and four nipples.
Yeah, but money's money. We'll take their money if they want to buy our product.
That's how dumb this guy is. He's talking about money. I'm talking about nipples. He can't stay on one task. It's like half his brain is just mush.
I'd feel like shortchanged if I was a child of incest and had one nipple, but four nipples, like more seems better.
More is not always better, all right? Three eyes. More than a handful is a waste.
Okay. How many nipples could you fit in your handful, do you think?
Well, with those nipples, are going to have breasts. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying. Anyway, I'm here because Herb cannot use our tagline for his company.
I was told by Bo Cephas it is a matter of intellectual property. This motherfucker ain't intellectual, so that means it's my property.
And what are you guys fighting over again? Whether or not you can do what?
No, I'm going to start a new company.
Woot to doot to do.
God damn, no. You can't say that legally without my permission.
Woot to doot to do. Trademark.
It's trademark.
He said trademark now. Doesn't that legally mean it's his since he said that?
For some reason, this isn't timed right, so he said it twice. I had to play it twice. It took 10 seconds.
What do you mean, play it?
We know.
What? We shot it.
Well, yeah, it takes me a while.
You got to reload.
Anyway, Joey's here, right?
You fetched her.
You fetched
Jolene. She's sitting right here.
Hey, y'all.
Jolene, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
She's so fucking happy. It makes me sick.
She's adorable. How?
Jolene, you can't do this. You cannot marry your brother.
Who's talking about marriage?
What, you're just going to just have sex with her and not make her an honest woman?
You have the milk
for free. Well, we got these three kids.
What?
Told me how to make an honest woman out of me.
You don't remember your nephews?
I didn't.
I thought you told him about that.
I mean, there's Melchizedek. We call him Kizzy.
Ezekiel.
Yes.
Yeah. And then of course the third one,
Solomon.
Right, Solomon. Those are good Christian names, except including the first one.
Kizzy.
I just thought Papa said
knock you out, right?
Papa said
God damn it,
Papa. This is what happened last time we were on the show. Harry would not shut
down.
Next thing I know, I just gotta shoot goddamn gun off
him.
God damn it, it's not trademark. You can't use it. It's illegal predecessments.
Jolene agrees. Perpetuity,
Jeez.
And Herb. Words, and there's two of us,
you know what?
And one of you, Herb. Plus Kizzy and the others.
Listen to me, Herb.
We outnumber you.
Shut up. Listen to me.
You can have your vaginas in the left.
I got poontang to the left.
We're taking the name, Butch.
No, you can't take it. It's not a name. It's a slogan.
No, we're taking it.
I legally changed my name. It's part of my name now.
What is your name?
That's your name. You changed
my name.
It.
Is Herb. Woot to doot the fucking dude. Buck.
That you can't do that.
Trademarked. I did.
You can't do that.
Ask Bo Cephas.
I own 50% of the company.
You guys, okay.
You don't own 50% of my name?
Hunt Hut is the company.
Actually, I do because I have half of your name.
The company's splitting, and you want to call it Woot to Doot to Do? Is that right?
That's
what you want to call your company? And what do you want to call it? You want to stay with Hut Hunt? Hunt Hut.
No, no. But
it's too confusing. Nobody can say it.
Right.
No.
You said it 47 times last time we were on the show. You said it perfect. Hunthut.com.
That's because I'm an intellectual.
God damn it. This is the problem, all right?
Okay.
All right. We got a company, Hunthut.com. We're making $1.5 trillion in a whole year.
I get it.
All right.
Poontang. Apparently on the left.
Adjacent to Poontang.
And on the right.
Right.
I never seen it.
Never seen what? Poontang or the money?
Your Poontang.
We gave her $0.7 trillion for camouflage vibrator.
Worth every penny.
But you go in the woods, and you drop it, you can't find it. Don't make
then
no goddamn sense.
Then they buy more. We make more money. How hard is that?
How hard?
Okay.
Howhard.com.
Howhard.com. God, this guy's an idiot. I can't believe we came from the same mother.
Cunt Hut is your website. Is that right, Jolene?
It is. That's right.
Okay, and so they've put some money into you. Has it turned any profit at all? Has it been a successful company?
Red. It's bleeding red. It's like a moist menstrual cycle. It is bleeding red. This company is... You want to know what I want to do?
Moist.
I want to put a tourniquet on it and cut off the leg.
Well, I think, you know, Jolene probably has a better handle on the finances. Let's let her answer here. How is the company?
Well... There really hasn't been any profit, no.
Has there been any sales? Who's your target demographic?
Well...
Cave women?
We don't discriminate. If a cave woman wants to get her jollies with mm-hmm. one of our camo dildo, we'll sell it to her.
And it's for men or women, I assume, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't discriminate. Just because we're Southern no, doesn't we mean don't. We're not somewhat open-minded.
Listen to
that's
this.
Right, baby.
She is so bad at marketing. You know what? You go on the website. What do you first thing you see when you go on cunthut.com? What do you see?
Probably like a dildo or something.
No. You see a big Confederate flag. That's the worst thing you can do right now. I mean, I got one tattooed on me, but you can't put it on a website and expect people.
That is a hot button issue right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hot button. It's well, a hot butt issue. But
her tagline is the South will rise again like your pecker.
Then you don't need woot de doot to do.
That's a different. That's a whole nother can of worms.
It's not. It's pissing me off that it's delayed like that. I don't know what's wrong with this gun.
You have to load your gun faster than pull the trigger quicker. Know, apparently,
here's what happened. All right, I was there last night in the hotel. Thank you, by the way, for putting us up at the hotel.
My pleasure.
I was cleaning my gun off.
Yep.
Went off and shot off, and the guy came up. Consommer. He's knocked on the door and said, "Hey, is there a problem in there?" And I said, "Shut the fuck up."
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good.
So anyway.
So it sounds like you guys have dumped a lot of money into Jolene's company. It's you're seeing no dividends, really. And now you're here on the show in a feud.
A family feud.
Yes.
Quite literally.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Survey
Steve
fucking
Harvey.
Says he's a piece of shit.
Why am I a piece of shit?
Because I company, said it, trademark.
When I was running everything, the company was fine. Then you said, "Hey, let's give Jolene some money. Her company's not doing so good." And I'm like, "All right, she's our sister." And you're like, "You got damn right." She's like, "My, you know." And then he says, and so I give him the money, right? $0.5 trillion I gave to her. And then as soon as I gave her the money, she cashed a check. And I find out they're fucking.
Just blew it all on dildos.
I don't know what she.
I don't know why he keeps saying 0.5 trillion. It's just trying to make it sound bigger instead of just saying 500 billion.
Look, guys, I understand you're mad at each other. I don't understand why you're here, though.
We woot to doot to do trademark.
You can't do that.
I feel like every time he says it, oh, jeez. Boy, that was at a distance.
He put his silencer on that one.
He ran outside to do it real quick. That was the most polite gunshot you've had in this house.
He thinks just because you say the word trademark behind something that it's automatically yours. That's not
what
it.
I think, too.
The paperwork is
I
not...
invented the internet trademark.
Oh, gee, he don't even know what internet is.
What?
Kiss my ass.
Hey,
out
if you knew what the internet was, you wouldn't be fucking your sister, right?
Yeah, well, how to...
Jesus. Thank you very much. Everybody got damn quiet. You know why? Because when Butch Hutt is on the scene, everybody knows what's going on.
Butch who?
Butch Buck.
You forgot your own name, you dumb motherfucker.
Right.
This is why I don't trust him to run the company. Asshole can't even remember our last name. Papa Buck, not Papa Hoot, be rolling over in his grave saying woot to doot to do.
That's God
totally,
damn it.
Totally should go to Herb. Because Butch, he don't even know. He is shit on our family legacy.
They always say don't get in the business with your family, but I really
don't. No, what they don't they say they don't say don't get in the business. They say don't fuck people in your family.
Okay,
that's what I want to get to. I want to get to the bottom
We're
of why this
different
is
people. I think
I want to get to. I want to find out why this is happening, and then I want to find out how we need to come to an agreement before this show is.
I
over.
Don't even know she really is our sister.
She is.
No, but you're just upset because when you tried to put the moves on me a few years ago. I wasn't having it.
You were 12. How was I putting moves on you?
Oh.
Is that the legal age from where you're from? It's 12 years old?
No, I'm saying I'm not that kind of...
We made it legal that way. We did.
Me, well. Who's we? Because I have not... I did not deflower you.
Okay, hold on. This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing there is some sort of bizarre love triangle here, Frente. And that,
Frente, I love that song.
And
every time I think of you, I get a shot right through into a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living the life that I can't leave behind.
There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of a fool won't set you free. And that's the way that it goes, and that's what nobody knows. And every day my confusion grows. Every
I didn't know Skinner wrote that.
I trademarked it. Trademark.
You can't
trademark what
God
you sang?
Damn it. You know what? I'm a, you know what?
You just trademarked what
Listen,
you sang.
New order, you owe me some money.
All right, Jason. This is we need to wrap this up.
I agree.
We have about a half hour, but listen, we got this is the points that we need to figure out. A, there's $1 trillion in the bank right now under HUTHUT.com Incorporated.
I really hate to see you guys have to split this and figure. I don't understand.
We don't even know how much would be split.
LLC, which for him stands for Limited Learning Capabilities.
Okay.
What are you over there writing that jokes, Herb?
That checks out.
Looking at your sister's tits and thinking up little acronyms. Real cool. You know what?
If you No, you were looking too, Butch.
Butch, if you calm down for just a second, I really think that there is a love triangle here, and you're probably a little upset.
Every time I think.
Yeah, start it from the beginning.
I can do the whole song.
I wish that you would. You said we have a half hour to kill?
I'm more of a fan of Blue Monday myself.
That's fine.
Yeah. He's a fan of Blue Waffles on Monday.
That's dumb.
I'm glad you said that.
Listen.
We were all thinking.
I'm tired of us being the laughing stock of El Paso, Texas.
Our company
is losing money as we speak because we can't get these issues resolved. I'm not giving her no more money for her stupid ass pornographic stuff.
You didn't think it was so stupid.
He wanted to camouflage his butt plug.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
That's because that's what I put in the turkey after I shoot him to keep the guts from falling out.
More like woot to doot to don't.
Oh,
that sounds like a horrible idea.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. What did you say? Woot to what?
Woot to doot to don't.
That is way too loud. Anyway. All right. Can I talk without anybody interrupting me for 5 minutes?
I feel like you have been.
I don't feel as though I have.
Go right ahead.
Every time I try to say something,
knock,
Jolene,
knock.
See, God damn it.
Butch, I'm giving you the floor.
I could buy this floor. Just to let you know, I could buy this
floor. Well, I'm giving it to you. It's free of charge.
I don't take pity. Anyway, here's some things we need to resolve. HuntHut.com is a major corporation.
Yep.
And we sell 37 gallons of deer dew an hour.
By the piss load.
It's pissing everywhere, all
right?
But obviously me and Herb do not see eye to eye anymore. I want...
Well, I'm taller.
See what I mean?
That's 5 minutes. That was 5 minutes.
I want to split off and make my own company, and we're going to start selling turkey calls.
And how does that sound? So why don't you do that then? What's the problem with you doing that? Why don't you start?
Because he's got all the money wrapped up in this stupid horse website.
Now that's your sister.
Yeah. She's not a horse.
Did you hear that? Well, Wilbur, that was a funny joke. No, and I don't agree with what they're doing. They're ruining the family name.
It sounds to me like you have feelings for your sister.
I just
want to
keep the name.
Keep what name?
You forgot what your name was.
Yeah,
5 minutes
you don't even
ago.
Know the family name.
Listen, I work a lot of hours. I don't have time for this. This is crap.
I think what you have to do is
Jason,
start your
I think
own business.
Do you need to I'm
Herb, can we give him some seed money to start his own business? It sounds like you have all the money tied up because you say trademark after everything and it becomes legally your property.
$1 zillion tied up in it.
We don't have $1 zillion. We got one.
Babe, I don't think that's a real number.
We got 1 trillion because.
That's what you told me.
Oh. See, he's lying to you just to get in your pants.
Can you give him a cool couple
Herb, why don't you
trademark.
Herb, why don't you go ahead and tell her how much money you have? You told her you have $1 zillion. How much money?
Go ahead
and
tell me.
It is more like,
You don't know, Herb. You can't run a company. You don't know how much money you got. You have $1 trillion a year.
Bo Cephas told me not to discuss specifics on financial matters.
I'm so tired of you using that excuse. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah,
not all my assets are necessarily liquid, at the moment. Hey, I still don't know what that means, but that's what I've been told.
What are you doing, running moonshine too?
Don't say that out loud, no baby. Comment. Don't.
Mm-mm. Who are you calling baby? Are you calling me baby or are you calling him baby?
I'm not
baby?
Talking to you, Butch.
Well, you looked at me and said baby.
They ran its course.
I don't know, Jason. This is not working
at all.
It
sounds to me like trillions of dollars is quite a bit of money, and the three of you can get together because the two of you aren't married.
No,
together.
The three of us aren't getting together. No.
No,
I tried
not,
that.
Not
no.
that way. Not
you,
that way.
You try. Why don't you tell Jason about that night?
Yeah, okay. You guys did try it. What happened that night, Jolene?
I don't want to talk about that.
Jolene. Jolene.
She's a lady.
Jolene. Tell us what happened.
I don't want to talk about that night. No. I told you I wasn't going to tell anybody about that night.
Please. I'd like to know about that night, please.
How do you think we found
I'm
out?
I'm 41 years old. I need whatever I can get.
That camouflage butt plug. Why do you think we knew he wanted it?
Is the three of
That's
you plus the butt plug?
That's how I came up with the idea for the business. That's that not... night.
You guys need to get your lawyers together, figure this thing out. Maybe
what?
Maybe
what?
Dissolve.
More people have sex. We're not getting nobody together.
You guys need to have sexual intercourse with your lawyers and accountants.
He can have both, Cephas.
No,
he's a nice dude, but
he's a nice dude.
It doesn't sound like we're going to get anywhere tonight. Maybe in a year we'll get back to with you guys.
To be continued. Trademark.
Herb, you can't trademark everything you say.
I just did.
Well, I'm taking whoop to doop to do.
Trademark. Sit on it, Potsy.
What need? Man, you know, our great-great-grandpa is going to be rolling over in his...
What was his name?
Huh?
What was your
exactly.
What was his last name? Your great-great-great-grandpa?
Wilbert T. Justice Buck.
Nope. It was T. Bag Buck.
Yeah, T. Bag and the Buck. That's what his nickname was. I thought you meant his legal Christian name. But T. Bag Buck was what they called him because he was so good... Every time he'd shoot a deer, he'd go down and just start teabagging it in the face and be like, "In your face, deer!"
We bucks are blessed with a large scrotum.
And obviously, large, flappy lips.
Look at you guys. Look at the two of you guys. You guys are
They are moist.
You guys are getting along. I really hate to see the family.
Herb.
Can't you guys come together?
All right, listen.
And
Herb,
make some sort of peace.
Herb, look me in the eyes. Okay. There's glitter, by the way. But anyway, Herb, if you end your relationship with Jolene and you guys never speak of it again, we'll give her $0.53 billion for her company, and we exile her from El Paso, Texas, meaning you go back to making money and shooting Mexicans.
And getting maybe some poontang.
Hey, Herb, I'll promise you I'll poontang.
Left into the right.
Shut up. Women talk when I tell them to talk. Poontang on the left, poontang on the right. Herb, look at me. You know you want poontang on the left, I'm poontang on the right. All right? Give her one.
Don't
billion.
Listen to her.
Shut up again. Papa, if Daddy was here, he would just slap you upside the face. You know that, right?
Maybe other places, too.
What?
This is true.
What?
I learned it by watching you. That's what
not
that
me.
Said. No, not you, but that's the phrase that they...
The phrase that pays on Morning Mix.
Okay, Doc
All right,
Watson.
That's enough. I'm going to have to ask you guys to get out
no,
of here.
No, but what I want to find...
One
no,
last thing.
No.
Do to
it's
do.
Not over yet. No, it's not over yet.
What?
I'm saying, I'm putting bygones past bygones, and I'm putting an offer on the table. This sheet of paper right here. The seed paper right here, I got here. It says, you will stop having intercourse with Jolene. You'll exile her from El Paso, Texas. We'll give her $1 billion for her company. And me and you go back to making money. Poontang on the left, poontang on the right, and we'll be all night. Woot da doot da do all night long, man. Woot da doot da do. Yes or no?
That's a legal document?
Damn right.
I believe I'd like to make an addendum.
What is an addendum?
You know, where you'd scribble other words in there.
Oh, all right. Here's the contract.
Okay.
All right.
I agree to stop doing Jolene in one of her holes. And...
No, wait. Which one? You need to...
Ladies'
you need
choice.
To be specific.
No,
all
it can't
right.
be ladies' choice.
We'll discuss which, that later.
No, you can't discuss. You're going to be exiled. We have to discuss it right now. You... Listen, which is your favorite hole to plow?
Sometimes I take this too far.
Hold on.
I'd like an eighth.
Herb.
What?
Oh, Why do you keep saying Herb?
Is his name Herb? Herb?
The H is silent.
Herb?
It's the French way to say it.
Long hair, sissy boy.
Ooh. He ain't got long hair no more.
No, I'm still
Short
a sissy
hair,
boy.
Sissy boy.
I'm still a sissy boy. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Jason, you need to quit this podcast. You need to come into business with us. Poontang on the left, Poontang on the right.
I tell you what, every weekend I go out and party, and often I have Poontang on the left, but never on the right. I'd be more than happy to get an application for
that. I'm telling you, the Poontang on the right is better anyway.
Is it better? Right-hand poon?
Right-hand poon.
Left-hand green.
Whatever.
Dynamite boom. So, trademark.
So that's only addendum you got? But that's only addendum.
It's a good addendum.
You can only do it in one hole.
Guys, shake on it. This is enough.
All right.
Okay. All right. Good. Jolene, you've been exiled.
Why did I do that?
That's not how our pa taught you how to shake hands.
Sissy boy.
Look at this motherfucker. He's giving you shit. Ooh, to do, to do. Trademark.
Sister boy should have stuck around.
I like this fucker.
All right. Let's get out. Let's go have some beers. Fuck it.
All right. First round's on you.
That was a complete waste of time. We did not get anything resolved.
Yes, we did. Jolene has one free hole now.
Wow. All right, guys.
But which hole is it? You guys didn't decide which is the free hole.
I told you we were going to discuss it.
We need to discuss it on the show.
Free holies?
Holy free holy trademark.
Damn it.
If I were you, I'd pick...
Keep it up. I'm just making more. Hand over fist.
I would pick the hole that ages less.
The center hole? The center pocket? Is that what you pick?
No. In my opinion, if it was up to me, mm-hmm. if I was fucking my sister, Jordan,
right,
and I had to choose one hole,
mm-hmm.
I would...
If.
What now?
She has Tourette's.
You're really way over your time. What would you like to say? Which hole would you like to have sex with?
Fuck the mouth. It'll never go bad, right? Even if she loses her
teeth. That's what Pawpaw Buck said.
Pawpaw Buck always said that. The mouth will never go bad.
Every mouth is a girl. All right, guys. What a whirlwind of emotion. That was the Buck Brothers. Usually I would say that to the people who are in the room, but alas, I'm alone once again.
No, you're not. We're right here, dude.
Oh, Blake.
Yeah.
Poof.
Magically delicious.
Hey. Dustin? Yeah, I went and got you one of those hard root beers that you were
Brianna?
On. Yeah, she's here too.
Where'd Rihanna go?
I don't know. I can't keep track.
Somewhere with a halo.
So,
shine bright like a diamond.
Did we miss something?
No.
Why? Okay. You know what? We just had all these holes repaired in the ceiling. Now there's a
Yeah, that's weird. Remember a year ago or so?
Yeah.
Well, Blake, I know you've got big trouble. I know you have an anniversary coming up, so I wanted to put a skylight in your place. So
nice.
I
had someone
come over and do some pretty cheap
anniversary of my second divorce. Thank you, buddy.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well,
it was in April, I think.
Your divorce anniversary?
August.
What do you get someone for your divorce?
A smile. That's what you give yourself.
Well, Dustin, you're
a
divorce,
hole
right?
That won't go bad.
Dustin, what do you get? What do you get your ex on?
Oh, what do I get my ex?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Not on divorce.
Silent.
Day,
the silent treatment. Is that what you get?
Do you not get along with your ex?
I don't talk to her.
All right.
There's no kids involved. There's no reason to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of someone else.
Humble brag. She's obviously good at contraceptives.
How sad is your life, Blake, when that is a humble brag?
Yeah.
All right.
Are we shaking hands?
No, I'm holding your hand.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I have to switch the camera.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Episode 210, my least favorite episode, Naughty Mama, is still available. If you want to waste your time with that nonsense.
At the end of the last 20 minutes of that show is Radio Gold. It's the funniest thing we've ever put out besides.
I was involved, so I don't. That's purely speculation.
That's true.
All right. Episode 211.
Are you saying they're only good if you're involved?
Yeah. No.
Humble brag.
I told you he wouldn't listen.
Oh, I listened, unfortunately. Yeah. Cub of the Year is now available. That's the one we did last week. And our next episode, episode 213, inevitably titled The Bastardization of Arbor Day, sounds like a great Hollywood blockbuster to me, will be available on Friday, August 28th. Excuse you.
I wasn't done.
Excuse me. Who's that asshole? Where did he come from? All right. And don't forget, August is Admit Your Happy Month.
I'm not an asshole in the mouth. The mouth lasts longer.
Withholding information makes me happy. What a quandary. Crickets? You don't...
Wait for it.
Wait for it? Okay.
Also...
I didn't like that one.
Okay. Friday, August 21st is Senior Citizens Day. Haven't the elderly been coddled enough? Hell, if I had an AARP card, I'd be a living god.
That's funny.
Yeah, see? She called back.
On point.
Yeah.
That's good.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. We'll shave Heather's head when she returns and return Jason to his former glory.
Thank you.
And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes. Tell a friend. Help support the show. If you don't like what you hear, well, it's completely understandable. It's your freedom.
That's why the military is out there, so you can listen to podcasts and say whether you like it or don't like it. Folks, oh, sorry. This has been episode 212 of It Burns When I Pee.
There are peaks and valleys, I would say, in podcasting.
What was this?
We'll let you decide.
A trough?
What?
I don't know.
I don't think it was that bad.
Okay.
We'll go around the room real quick for plugs or say goodbyes. And Jason?
Goodbye.
All right. Thank you very much. Rihanna coming off her tour.
Thank you. I wasn't waiting for you.
You know what? Most girls say that too. I'm not waiting.
That's what she said.
I'm not waiting for you. Hey, it was fun having you on. I hope we didn't put you on the spot or we didn't make you feel uncomfortable. We didn't say anything that was inappropriate.
Like cunt.
Thank you. At least no one said moist.
Vaginal discharge.
Nobody said it 10 times.
What?
VD, are you with me?
Oh, yeah, you missed out last episode.
Do you
want to
hear some VD?
We had the vaginal discharge song.
Oh.
From the other night.
Have you heard, hey. You've heard that?
Your wish your wish is my command.
Oh, good. I didn't.
She made me Google it, and I told her I'm not going to Google vaginal discharge.
I wanted to hear it.
Because I knew what would come up on the phone.
Okay, here's the thing about that. I had to Google vaginal discharge to find this song.
Yeah.
So did I, and I got some...
I had to go through a lot of stuff just to find this song. So much stuff that I...
Do you Google image songs? Or do you Google image songs? Is that how you do it?
No. That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't do it that way.
That's what it is, anyway. Thank you very much for being on the show. I hope you had a good time.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your quote-unquote committed relationship. And thank you. Congratulations on appearing to be happy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was wasn't it announced on this show, I think?
Yes, it was announced. Your love affair.
The press release.
The whimsical love story took place right on the show. I do believe when you said you're taken or committed or whatever, we all went, yay! We clapped like little gay fellows. It was really nice.
And then tonight, it'll end on this show.
Right. When you get home, don't be surprised if you get the same look that I get every time that I go upstairs after podcasting. Because although we're down here and she's up there, she can still hear what's going on.
Joke's on you guys. I go home to nobody.
All right, folks. Thank you very much for checking out IBWIP. Tell a friend. I'm sure they will really, really enjoy not listening to the show.
As we wrap up the show, I would like to say thank you to this week's sponsor, Paper Deshredder. Have papers that you need unshredded? We're not making any promises, but they've got confidence in the form of a metric ton of Scotch tape. Paper Deshredder. What was the story that was the story of them meeting? Is that right?
Huh? The story of them meeting?
Wait, you don't want to talk about it?
You don't want to talk about it?
Oh, no, I'm
okay.
It's a sweet story.
Well, why don't you tell the story?
I heard it where you guys met the Grand Hotel or whatever it is, right? They were having like a Comic Con.
No. It was at where Lake.
He's like, no.
You make it sound seedy like we met at a hotel.
Oh, I thought it was like a conference or something there. But
it was a comic expo out by where
the former Lakeview Museum
used to be.
And your eyes made contact.
Yep.
You went like this?
I walked up the stairs and... Those baby blues were across the room, and that's all it took.
Well, she missed.
She's like, no, that's not all it took.
Well, yeah, I
did hear him talk.
I did a brief little head nod and a smirky smile. in a bashful kind of way. And
are you describing your face or
mine?
Her? Oh, okay.
Because I saw that she was looking
very descriptive at me. For seeing something, describing something you can't see of yourself.
And then she came down and bought an action figure.
Did you buy the action figure because you wanted it or you wanted to talk to him? Be honest.
She didn't talk to
me. My son wanted it. I didn't talk to him at all.
She didn't talk.
Why
didn't
you
hear her voice the first meeting? She heard plenty of mine.
Mm-hmm.
What was the action figure? Because
you had a chloroform rag over her face. I didn't hear her voice.
Nope.
Me too.
So yeah, we and then became Facebook friends and started talking.
Was his voice the icing on the cake?
Or is it really irrelevant to you?
No, it was.
It was
the icing
irrelevant?
On the cake. Okay.
I don't like cake, but
you don't like cake.
Okay, what metaphor with food would you use?
Like a can of dog food.
Like
a can of dog food jelly bean.
Oh, I think I really had it the worst. Can of dog food and what else was it? Moldy cheese, I still am kind of tasting moldy cheese.
You had booger.
Yeah, I had a booger.
Is that the only one you ate?
Yeah.
How do they know what a booger is?
I had the other one.
Like.
I had the other the blue one.
Know.
I had the blue one.
Doesn't it depend?
It's more about the smell. Your brain. If you smell something, your brain will be able to taste it.
Yeah, like if you have to eat something really gross, you're supposed to plug your nose.
Yeah.
What is the appeal to that awful food stuff?
This is a kid's thing.
Like, I hate kid thing.
You know how much that cost me?
$5.
$6.99.
It was $7 exactly.
Oh my god!
And I won because I underbid. I just wanted to showcase
dog
showdown.
Food, booger, and
oh here you want there's stinky socks, rotten eggs, barf, boogers, baby wipes, skunk spray, moldy cheese, canned dog food, toothpaste, and lawn clippings.
Lawn clippings. Can you guys have a lawn clipping? Can you eat them? Like eat the.
I'd eat a lawn clipping.
Like, find a green one.
I've drank beers that I described as grassy.
I would say that is worse than.
Really,
the
I
dog
think
food.
A skunk would be worse, but.
If you take this thing,
how do they make it like.
Listen, if you take this thing and you open it up and you just smell inside.
Oh God.
Just try it.
It smells like a dumpster.
Like lift the lid up?
No. Just the
cap. I think it's like that to make a game out of it.
Yeah, it is.
To be like.
But just smell. Oh, yeah. Yeah, smell in there.
Look at the sides. It looks like it's a garbage can.
Oh,
Jesus.
What is that? Bean Boozled.
That's a good name for it. It is a good name for what it
is. Yeah, this little girl's face is. Yeah, that's exactly.
That's. I shouldn't have let you. I shouldn't have recorded that.
When you lift it up.
This little girl's face. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to
be. Yeah, lift it up a little and.
It looks like a garbage can, doesn't it? No. Nope.
I don't like it.
Hey, we all did it.
Okay. Go jump off a bridge, see if I follow you. Not a chance I'm smelling that. Shut.
Ugh.
All right, Will. I guess I'll push stop then.
We ate some shitty beans. Just another Monday night.
Monday night.
Jesus, awful.
Hey, let's all get up at 5 o'clock and go to work.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.